for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Harrisonburg police are searching for a man missing since May 10th. Police charge a Charlottesville man with second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of another man along the Ravenna River Trail. And an Ohio man sues white supremacists and neo-Nazis in federal court. He says he was severely injured during their violent rally in Charlottesville nearly 2 years ago. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, May 20th. Harrisonburg police are searching for a man who has been missing since May 10th. 34-year-old Joseph Jonathan Haley, Jr. was reported missing Friday. According to the Harrisonburg Police Department, Haley is known to have mental illness and probably does not have his medications. He was last seen near Mason Street and East Gay Street in Harrisonburg. The release describes Haley as a black male about 6 feet tall and weighing about 240 pounds. He was in Harrisonburg searching for housing and employment, but has ties to Waynesboro, according to the release. Anyone with information about Haley's whereabouts should contact the Harrisonburg Police Department's Major Crimes Unit. Police have charged a Charlottesville man with second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of another man along the Ravenna River Trail. Cody Jason Kappel was found dead with multiple gunshot wounds Thursday night behind Peter Jefferson Parkway in Albemarle County. On Friday, police arrested 49-year-old Alan Ray Vaya in Kappel's killing. The Daily Progress reports that the two men appeared to be acquaintances who lived in tents near the trail. In addition to second-degree murder, Vaya was charged with possessing ammunition as a convicted felon. Albemarle police said additional charges are pending against Avaya. Police are treating the shooting as an isolated incident. An Ohio man is suing white supremacists and neo-Nazi protesters in federal court, saying he was severely injured during their rally in Charlottesville 2 years ago. Bill Burke of Athens, Ohio, filed the lawsuit Friday in U.S. District Court in Ohio. He says he was struck by the car driven by James Alex Fields Jr. that also killed counter-protester Heather Heyer during the August 2017 protest in Charlottesville. Fields was convicted of murder and other charges in state court and pleaded guilty last month to federal hate crimes. He is awaiting sentencing. According to Burke, his physical injuries still require medical treatment and may be permanent, and he has experienced severe psychological and emotional suffering. The lawsuit names multiple defendants, including Fields, David Duke, and Jason Kessler. A Central Virginian whose jersey was retired by the University of Virginia is calling it quits after 11 years in the NFL. Chris Long, son of Hall of Famer Howie Long, announced Saturday night in a tweet that he is stepping off the football field. WCVE's Hawes Spencer reports.
Chris Long attended St. Anne's Belfield School under Coach John Blake.
You know, first time I ever saw Chris was, I think he was probably in sixth grade, and he was a big gangly kid, but he turned out to be a heck of a football player.
An NFL defensive lineman who forced 15 fumbles, made 70 quarterback sacks, and 332 tackles.
Watching him win two Super Bowls is pretty awesome, too.
3 months ago, the NFL named Long the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
You know, he's a great young man when I coached him, and he's only grown into a great man.
Long played for the Rams, the Patriots, and the Eagles, recently helping the latter two win back-to-back Super Bowls. In Charlottesville, Hawes Spencer for WMRA News.
A trial begins Monday over a lawsuit filed by women's health groups seeking to overturn restrictions on abortion providers in Virginia. The lawsuit is among legal challenges filed in at least a dozen states over what abortion rights groups call targeted restrictions on abortion providers. The trial takes place in a federal court in Richmond as a handful of states have recently passed tough new anti-abortion laws, including Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Ohio, and Kentucky. The lawsuit challenges four Virginia laws, including a physician-only law that bars nurse practitioners and physicians' assistants from performing first trimester abortions. Another Virginia law requires women seeking an abortion to undergo an ultrasound at least 24 hours before it is performed. The case will be decided by a judge rather than a jury. More than 200 women attended a town hall meeting in Richmond to promote women of color running for local and statewide office in Virginia. The event on Saturday at Virginia Union University was hosted by She the People, a national progressive group. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that speakers included two African-American women who are exploring gubernatorial runs, Senator Jennifer McClellan, a Democrat from Richmond, and Delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy, a Democrat from Prince William. The lawmakers and advocates discussed issues that affect communities of color and the importance of having women of color represent those interests. Every seat in the General Assembly is up for grabs in November. The State Board for Community Colleges voted unanimously to maintain current tuition rates for the 2019-2020 academic year. The board's decision last week means tuition will remain at $154 per credit hour for in-state and about $352 for out-of-state residents. In-state students will not see an increase in fees, but out-of-state students will pay more for some fees. Virginia's community colleges serve more than 240,000 students each year. Finally today, new numbers from the state government show enrollment in the expanded Medicaid program is on target. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has the latest on a new campaign reaching out to Spanish speakers.
Since lawmakers made Medicaid more accessible, enrollment has surged. Now, Virginia's Department of Medical Assistance Services, or DMAS, wants to make sure they're reaching all newly eligible adults, including those who don't speak English. Chief Deputy Karen Kimsey says the department just began its first fully digital outreach campaign in Spanish.
And so the system will accommodate that, and then when periodic messages are sent out to them, then it will actually send out, if they choose Spanish, the messages in Spanish.
Officials with DMAS are keeping an eye on enrollment numbers around the state. They know Northern Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley have higher populations of Spanish speakers. Statewide, almost 300,000 Virginians have signed up for Medicaid since January. About two-thirds are women, and about one-third are parents. I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Monday.